Today, let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And y'all should have that highlighted because we've been in it for the last 3 weeks. When you finally say amen, if you still look and say, wait a minute. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. The Bible says, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Thus ends the reading of his word. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning as humble as we know how, thanking you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Father God, thanking you for your people. Dear Lord, we come this morning just asking you to forgive us for our sins. We realize that we've all sinned and fallen short of your glory. But we know that it's your grace and mercy that has brought us through. So we thank you, Father God, for your grace and for your mercy, and even for your patience with us. Father God, we ask you right now as we prepare for the word that you have sent for today, that you would open up our minds and open up our hearts, that we will receive, Father God, what you would have us to receive, so that we could be better tomorrow than we were today, that we could be better mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, that we could even be better employees and employers, Father God, because we know that if we seek you in all that we do, Father God, we know that everything will work out. We just thank you for this opportunity again. Lord, cover us, Father God, where we need to be covered. Lord, lead us into the places where you would have us to go. We just give you honor, we give you glory, and we just thank you today. Because, Father God, it's not because we've been so good, Father God, but it's because you're so good that we are still here. We just thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Let's give the Lord another great hand clap. Amen. Our text for today comes from Hebrews 11 and 7, and it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of those things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness by which is by faith. New Living Translation, my brothers and sisters, says, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about the things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk about today. By faith, he heeded the warning of God. By faith, he heeded the warning of God. How many of you feel like in your life that God speaks to you? Amen. Has the Lord ever told you, don't go here, don't go there, don't say this, don't say that? I'm the only one in the house that has ever happened to. My brothers and sisters, we have to have faith in God when he's speaking to us. And we see here that Noah had faith in what God told him. A lot of us have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed about a situation, a circumstance, or even a person in our lives. God has continuously given us the answer, and we have continually gone our own way. Amen. Not paying attention to what God is actually telling us. But we have to have faith in what the Lord tells us to do. I'm so excited about what Noah did. Y'all know we've been reading this story. We've known this story since we were little kids about Noah building this great ark. Amen? And you know what I feel like, my brothers and sisters, that the church of today is very similar to the ark that was built then. Amen? Life was saved on the ark, right? And the Bible says that God is coming back for a church without a spot nor a wrinkle, right? And if he's coming back for the church, that means that we're going to be in some shape, form, or fashion together. So I feel like that the church is kind of like the ark. Amen? There's some things that are going on out in the world that aren't going on. There's a flood out there. But there's safety in the church. Amen? Anybody feel safe this morning? Look at things, I'm glad I'm in the boat. You know, but I've said this before, and y'all heard, y'all know, y'all hear me say a lot of the same stuff. But this is just where the Lord has me. Think about the ark. Y'all know what was on the ark? A whole lot of stuff. It was some rats, snakes, dogs, hyenas laughing at everything, monkeys monkeying around. And the truth is, sometimes the church looks just like that, don't it? Huh? Rats? Hood rats? Lions? Y'all picture being on the ark? Can you picture a lamb and a lion in the ark together, and a lion just looking at the lamb like, As soon as Noah turned his back, I'm going to rip you to shreds. And y'all, you know what, and sometimes we wonder why, you know, I ain't going to church down there, they be tripping. But y'all, we're full of stuff. There's stuff in there. And then think about life was saved through the ark because Noah had faith to do what God told him to do. And you have to understand that, you know what, I can't stay up there. But think about the mess that was on the ark. You ever been to the zoo? How does the zoo smell? Thank you. Sometimes y'all at church don't smell good either. Amen? Y'all like, man, Pastor, you tripping. Calling us monkeys and hyenas and stuff. But I just want to keep it real so we understand. But by faith, Noah stepped out on faith. Y'all know that Noah preached that it was going to rain for 120 years? Noah told the people it was going to rain for 120 years. I've been preaching that Jesus is coming back for 4 years. And some of y'all still don't believe me. But by faith, Noah stepped out on faith. Amen. God spoke to him and he took action. God is speaking to you. Have you taken, when was the last time you took action on what God told you to do? By faith. He built an ark. And you know what? Sometimes, how many of y'all, when you started going to church, especially coming to the OC, you know, church is just, you know, it's Orange Chapel Baptist Church. We just call it OC. We don't need all that other stuff. And you say, well, I'm in church now. I'm doing a different thing. And people start talking about it. Amen. Hey, is that happening to anybody? Oh, man, you going to church? Oh, man, you might as well kick it with us, man. You're going to hell with the rest of them. I don't even know why you fronting or faking. Just, dog, hey, it's messy, but I got to get in the boat. Somebody, you need to go tell your friends, get in the boat. Come on, get in the boat. I know you messed up, brother. Sister, I know you tore up from the floor up, beat up from the feet up. But come on, get in the boat. But by faith, Noah stepped out on faith. He listened to God and did exactly what God told him to do. You know, if we follow the instructions of God, not only will we save ourselves, but we'll save others that are around us. You will help somebody else. You will help some of them rats out. You'll help some of them dogs out. Tony, help somebody out, man. My brothers and sisters, this is close to my heart this morning because I see that by faith, Noah, being warned of God, the things not seen yet, he moved with fear to prepare the ark to the saving of his house. We react to crisis of life in a lot of different ways. Anybody had a crisis in your life? Ooh-wee. I'm dealing with one right now. You know, I'm looking at my son, and y'all was so looking forward to him playing ball. The last scrimmage game, he was 5 for 5 from the tray. He was going to start as a sophomore. I mean, he just filling it up, you know? And then we have a tragedy that happens at our house, I'm having faith in God. You know, God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. He would bless my seed. He would bless my family. And me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I quote and I preach all this stuff. And when y'all get sick, I tell you, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. He's a healer. He's a on-time God. Yes, he is. And then when it hits my house. Woo! I preached in Illinois one thing after another. Talk about Job when he was told that his kids were killed. Then he was told that all his animals were taken. And then, one thing after, I preached that sermon. But little did I know that I was going to have to deal with stuff just a week later. I don't want to be selfish. And I tell y'all all the time, this stuff filters through me. You know, I don't preach anything that I'm not affected by. And the thing about it is, I'm in a crisis right now. Yesterday, y'all know what my son been through. Ejected from the car. You know, he's just now getting around pretty decent. And his friend is paralyzed from the waist down. We got all of this going on. I let his dog out yesterday, and the dog get hit. And killed right in front of the house. And I know it's just a dog, but it's his dog. My son, you know, I love my boy. And when I got faith in God, everything going to be all right. Y'all, that almost messed me up yesterday. I'm going to be honest with you. And I almost, Lord, I mean, for real? And you know what? And I said, Lord, you, man, you tripping. You think I'm Job or somebody? I'm trying to do my best. You can really, I've been reading Job, but you think I'm Job? He said, you are the one that told those people last Sunday, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You are the one that didn't give Satan credit for anything that's gone on, but you said, though I slay you, you're going to still trust me. And you're the one that said that whatever's going on in your life, you're not going to worry about that, but you're going to pray for a friend to release a blessing in your life. You mean you can teach and preach those people that, and I'm not going to put you through the same thing? And then I look here at Noah. Sometimes, y'all know warning. A warning comes before destruction. Woo! And you know what, Pastor McGuire may think he got it all together. I might be all that in a bag of chips. But you know what? I'm susceptible to everything else that everybody else is. And you know what? We in this boat together. Anybody out there going through something? Thank you. You in the boat with me. But you know what? We are going to make it. Amen. We're going to fight this thing. We're going to keep on moving forward because God said that I'm the head and not the tail. He said that we're more than conquerors. That's what the word says. But we react to crisis in a lot of different ways. We permit fear to capture our soul. And then most of the time we react by fleeing from what God has called us to do. Some of us, we'll just shut down. When tragedy comes to our house, when trouble knocks on our door, a lot of times you and I will shut down. Have you ever shut down before? I've been in places in my life where I just wanted to just shut it down. I called a preacher friend of mine. I said, listen, Pastor, a guy that I can trust. I said, man, I feel like I'm under attack, man. You know, what did I do? I mean, did I do something to bring this stuff on my family? You know, did I make a mistake and God is punishing me for something that I'm doing? He said, brother, you just know what God called you to do. And you are not exempt. Just because you put on suits and you stand there and hold a microphone, you're not exempt, amen, from trials and tests. My brother said it's just a test. Look at your neighbor and say it's just a test. It's just a test. We're going to make it. Amen? But my brothers and sisters, we as Christians should meet every situation with faith in both the goodness of God and his abiding presence to help us in every time of need. So what I'm saying is, whatever it is that you and I are going through, the first thing we need to do is get on our knees and call out to God. Amen. Don't call your friends, don't call your family, but talk to God about it because he's the only one that can fix it. Job, but Noah here, listen. to God, and we're gonna have to finish this next Sunday. But the recipients of this letter to the Hebrews were in the midst of great trials. This in Hebrews 11 and 7. Now, if you look at Genesis chapter 6, this is where the story starts about Noah in verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness, I'm in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it had grieved him at his heart. So my brothers and sisters, what was going on at this particular time when Noah built the ark is the word. Have y'all watched the news lately? And all the stuff that's going on in the news, young women killing their kids. You know, people just doing all kinds of crazy things. Y'all ever watch the news and stuff happen? And you say, I know that ain't one of us. Y'all remember the Baltimore shoot gun or the snipers? Was it Baltimore snipers? What they call them? DC snipers. How many of y'all thought that was one of us? Nobody. You're like, we don't do that kind of stuff. When we found out who it was, how many of y'all were surprised? What? Nikki, did you say that's out? That's one of my cousins. Jeff, you thought it was one of your cousins, didn't you? She said, no. You know, we do drive-bys. We don't snipe. But the world, what I'm trying to tell you is, my brothers and sisters, is that the world was in a bad shape when God told Noah that it's going to rain. People were doing any and everything. Kind of like today, same-sex marriage, DC snipers, all of this crazy stuff was going on. So my brother said, it is no different. It was no different then than it is right now. He said, it won't be water, but fire next time. Jesus is soon to return. But I'm so glad that Noah stepped out on faith. Tony, he built the boat because the human race and mankind was saved on the boat. So when God speaks to us, my brothers and sisters, guess what? It's not a time to shut down. It's a time for action. Amen? And, you know, it reminds me of when I was a kid and Daddy would tell us to do something. When he would leave, he said, oh, them dishes better be washed when I get home. And when Daddy would come home, man, it was, whoa. We'd have some of our homeboys would be in the house. We weren't supposed to have company. But sometimes, you know, we'd have company anyway. Darren, you remember, you was over there. But what would happen is, my brother, Daddy would drive real fast. And he'd come across the tracks and dust would just be flying everywhere. And then our homeboys would say, man, here comes your daddy, man. I'm finna go, man. Your daddy be tripping, man. And I know. Because what we're going to deal with later on in this sermon is the wrath of God. And how we have to step out on faith because, my brothers and sisters, there are consequences for not doing what God has told us to do. Amen? And y'all know I'm not a gloom and doom preacher, but I got to warn you. Amen? That's my job, is to warn you all, and even myself, of the destruction that comes by not following what God has called us to do. Amen? Can you imagine the punishment that would have been on Noah had he not listened to God? He would have been destroyed in his whole family. Guess what? All mankind. Because mankind was saved on the boat. Hallelujah, somebody. But my brothers and sisters, the world was in a bad place. But it took one man to step out on faith. Go back to my story about Daddy. Okay, yeah, that's what I was doing. So we would have things that we needed to have done before Daddy got home, right? Even though our homeboys was there, guess what we would be in there doing? We didn't have a dishwasher. We better have busted them suds. Watch them. Darryl would never stand up and watch dishes. He would get a stool and, how you gonna sit down and watch dishes? Lazy? I don't see how. I tried it. It was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever tried in my life. But while our homeboy, we still had a good time. But we getting prepared for daddy's return home. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. And we knew if daddy came home and found the work undone, we were in trouble. Hallelujah, somebody. And then what daddy was just busted in the half. Boom. You know, he worked at B&W. Y'all remember B&W used to be Colonel Pike. It used to be B&W back in the day. How many years you put in at B&W? 25 years. And daddy had guns. You know, they moved like big old arms and stuff. We were scared of them. I ain't gonna lie. Daddy busted in the house. He worked. How do y'all get away wearing cut-off shirts? Daddy had a Muslim shirt with the sleeves cut. Well, you just trying to look good. Okay. So daddy was busting in the house, Tony. Oof. Homeboy, they got to do that like they walking down the street. You know, it's all good. What's up, man? But daddy would come in and he wouldn't even look at us. He looked straight in the kitchen. Make sure the work was done. And if we didn't do the work, Tony, man, I took so many whoopings for Durham. I don't know how did I get off on that. Watch this. When we look at this word about knowing what he did, who by faith built the ark in obedience to God, while his countrymen laughed at him. Y'all know we had friends that laughed at us because we were trying to hustle and bustle and get the clothes folded, get the kitchen cleaned up, get the beds made up, and all that stuff. Y'all, people laughed at us. We were hanging with them, and man, I wouldn't be doing that. Man, Ray, man, I wouldn't. Man, your daddy crazy. Yeah, but he's still daddy. Ooh-wee. Can I just help y'all this morning? Because I got a whole lot of stuff written down, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it. Because we had fear of the Father, then we made sure we were always prepared, Sean. You remember, we you that or two, you want to run out the back door. And even in enjoying your environment and the people around you, as long we weren't doing nothing wrong, we just hanging out. But even though we were hanging out, because guess what, y'all, we're all hanging out in this world. We're all hanging out in this world amongst friends and family and loved ones and all those people. But guess what? There's a job to be done. Amen. Amen. Noah had friends and had family. He had to, because guess what they did? They laughed at him and made fun of him. So that meant he was rubbing shoulders with his friends, right? But even though he was rubbing shoulders with his friends, people were laughing at him. Guess what he was still? They were laughing at us, but we were still washing dishes. Am I helping somebody this morning? Keep on doing what God has told you to do. Faith comes by hearing, and what? And hearing by the word of God. Let me tell you something. You will not have faith in God unless you're in the word. Faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. So if all you listen to is K104, if all you listen to is Lil Boosie, guess what? Everybody quoting Boosie on Facebook. I got friends. Every morning they quote Boosie. And Boosie be talking crazy, y'all. Boosie not going to get you to hell. Amen? I'm just being with Lil Wayne. It's not gonna, but faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So guess what? If we're gonna be faithful, my brothers and sisters, church, God's word has to be part of your program. I ain't saying. saying you're not going to listen to Boosie. I'm not saying you're not going to listen to Lil Wayne. I'm not saying you're not going to listen to Drake. But my brothers and my, I'm not saying you're not going to listen to Bobby Blue Bland. Let me help you though. I'm not saying. Anybody else? Who the other guy? Give me one more. Give me one, sister Brand, give me, huh? Bottle Woe Man, yeah. Is that the one that last $2? Who was that? Johnny Taylor. The last $2. I'm not gonna, yeah, boy, y'all, oh. Hey, sit down, Darren, don't pick that guitar up. But faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And what? Hearing by what? So the word of God has to be part of your program in order for this faith thing to sink down in your spirit. Amen? See, the good thing, the thing about washing the dishes and vacuuming the floor is the law was laid down by Daddy. The word of God has been laid down by our Father who is in heaven. And you know what's so awesome about Hebrews? Nobody really knows who wrote the book of Hebrews. Woo! Hallelujah. Some folks speculated it was Paul.
Yeah.
But nobody knows who wrote the book of Hebrews. So if all of this book was inspired by God, what if God just picked up the pen and said, you know what? They need to know something about faith. They need to know. I'm going to take them back to the Old Testament. I just believe it was all inspired by God. But what if God just penned this thing all by himself?
Yeah.
What if this stuff ain't the biggest thing? Just think about it. Because all God wants from you is for you to have faith in him. And guess what? We had an old raggedy car. Daddy had us a little old car to drive. Mom, I don't leave. See, like I leave you out of all the stories, don't I? But you know what? Having faith and doing what God told us to do and doing what Daddy told us to do, guess what? He'll come home and he'll see that old kitchen was clean and he'll see those stripes in the carpet where we had vacuumed the floor. And he would look back there in the bed. Oh, y'all made up our bed too? And then we'd leave the clothes, we'd leave the towels folded so he could see them when he walked in. And then we'd say, Daddy, they playing basketball in the projects. Can we go to the projects? Yeah, man, y'all gone. Yeah, y'all gone. He probably wants time at half by still, you know, just chill for a minute. But you know what, my brothers and sisters? Let me just help you with this. Jesus is coming home. And don't let him find you with your work undone. Amen? Noah listened to the word of God. Even though people laughed at him, even though people talked about him, even though people made fun of him, he still kept on hammering. He still kept on gathering. Come on, give me them two monkeys. I need two monkeys. Oh, squirrel. Give me that. Yep, need two squirrels. Hey, let me see. They look good. I don't want no skinny squirrel. Give me this squirrel. Give me a rabbit. Give me a coon. Y'all stop. But even though, my brothers and sisters, even though, but you know what he did? He stepped out on faith. Did he not?
Amen.
And he began to hammer and nail. My question is for you today. We're going to get on the warning because he heeded to the warning of God. And we're going to talk about that. Can we talk about that next week? Is that all right? Is that enough for you today? But he heeded to the word of God. He did what God told him to do. And because Noah did what he was told to do, guess what? We are all here today. Amen? And Noah, I just want to thank you. Now, I don't think I look messed up. They said you drunk. You like to drink. Y'all don't know it. You don't know it. You just get his drink on. And for guess what? For all you that have been talked about and put down because you're not that A-plus Christian, guess what? I want everybody here to be A-plus Christian. And that means A-plus don't do nothing wrong, say the right thing, do the right things at all times. But let me tell you something, God can use anybody. Amen? As long as you put yourself in a position to be used. And that's what Noah did. Noah listened. God talked to him and he listened to him. And that's all I have for today. Amen. Let's get a lot of hands up and praise.